I think I not only speak for myself, I speak for our whole committee and our whole community. We're quite elated. We had people who came in from everywhere in this area, left shaking their hands and saying thank you. It's one of the best events we've been to. So we're pretty pumped at this point, as of this morning. Tired, but pumped.
Understandably tired. When you look back at the events, obviously competitive events, Wednesday through Sunday, what went extremely well from your viewpoint, be it organizational or competitive on the ice?
It's hard to select one. As everybody knows right now, the competition on the ice was absolutely phenomenal. I made a reference last night to the fact that this week we could have watched curling in Beijing or curling in Saugeen Shores, and there was no difference in the caliber of the curling. Going beyond that, the food service and the food here was phenomenal. We kept getting people saying, we just can't believe the quality of the food here. So that went over extremely well, too. Compliments to the Walker House. I have to give a shout-out to them. They did a phenomenal job. And not only did they do it from a commercial point of view, they bought into the event themselves. They just wanted to do the absolute best they could for the community.
We're with Doug Flowers from the steering committee of the Port Elgin Chrysler 22 Ontario Tankard that was powered by Bruce Power. I know from an organizational standpoint, doesn't matter what you're talking about, what would you do differently? What would you do maybe better or to upgrade in any possible way?
We're going to have a meeting, by the way, probably within a couple of weeks right now, of all of our committee chairs and leads, and just go through all that. You know, what are the things that we did pretty well and like to repeat again? What would we like to change? One thing we'd like to change is the size of the on-ice bar and the locations of the scoreboards, just to give us more capacity in that area. Beyond that... little things, and I can't even say what the little things are. I'm sure that every committee is going to come up with a whole bunch of little things, but they're the kind of thing that would take you from 95% to 100%. We're pretty proud of what happened at this point in time.
And well, you should be. Doug, competitively speaking, it was Howard and Epping in the final. Epping had beat Howard, Howard beat Epping, and then Howard beat Epping again. Any surprise there, or were there points in the competition when you found yourself saying, wait a minute, we've got a swerve in what would be the projected path?
No surprise to me. In talking to people before each of those games, no one was prepared to bet on one team or the other. It was all we really wanted to see them together playing again in the final game, which did come to fruition. But in terms of the competition and the excitement of the games, holy mackerel, you couldn't ask for anything better in the way of a finish. The other thing I'd like to comment on here is we had a lot of young teams in this competition, and a number of them did very well. We had the Werbrick team. They're all kids in university. They made it into the top four. You know, so that it augurs well for the future of competitive curling in our province.
Last couple of questions for Doug Flowers from the Port Elgin Chrysler 22 Ontario Tankard and the steering committee. Glenn Howard now goes off to the Brier in Lethbridge. He's been to the Brier many, many times before. Based on what you know about Canadian curling, do you like Ontario's chances?
Yeah. You can never, ever count out the Howard team. I think they have as good a chance as anybody at the Brier. I can be proud of them.
And finally, Doug, before I let you go, we've talked about this before. You didn't have a full-blown tankard. You had a successful tankard, but not a full-blown tankard. What's your gauge on when, or could it come back to Port Elgin, and how soon, or how soon do you want to, or are these questions that have blank answers right now?
Let me say that we're in discussions at this point in time with Curl On, and we'll be able to announce something probably within 3 weeks to a month as to what's going to happen down the road.
All right, I can wait that long. Well, Doug, congratulations on the tankard and all the success that you had. It was great to watch from afar, and I'm sure to be up close was terrific.
Okay, yes, it was. Okay, thanks, Fred. I appreciate your interest.